宝山区2020学年第二学期期末高三年级英语学科教学质量监测试卷听力部分现在开始。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. I'm thinking about where to go for a meal tonight. Any suggestions, Alice?
Well, how about the French restaurant near KFC? Frankly, I've had enough of our canteen food.
Question: What do we learn about the woman?
Two, aren't you disappointed that you didn't get the promotion?
Maybe a little, but I know I need more experience before I'm ready for that kind of responsibility.
Question: What do we learn about the man from this conversation?
Three. Finally, I've got the chance to put on my new suit tonight. I hope to make a good impression on your family.
Come on, it's only a family reunion, so jeans and t-shirts are just fine.
Question: What does the woman mean?
Four. I really enjoyed the TV special about elephants last night. Did you get home in time to see it?
Oh, yes, but I wish I could have stayed awake long enough to see the whole thing.
Question: What does the man mean?
Five. I don't think I want to live in the dormitory next year. I need more privacy.
I know what you mean, but check out the cost of renting an apartment first. I won't be surprised if you change your mind.
Question: What does the woman imply?
Six. Just imagine! We have to finish reading 400 pages before Monday. How can the teacher expect us to do it in such a short time?
Yeah, but what troubles me is that I can't find the book in the library.
Question: What does the man mean?
Seven. John says he's not working so hard on his physics project.
But he spends a lot of time in the lab, doesn't he?
Question: What does the woman imply about John?
Eight. I just heard about a really beautiful park in the east end of town. There are a lot of roses in bloom.
Why don't we walk over there and see for ourselves?
Question: What will the speakers probably do?
Nine. Tom's been trying for months to find a job, but I wonder how he could get a job when he looks like that.
Oh, that poor guy. He really should shave himself every other day, at least, and put on something clean.
Question: What do we learn about Tom?
Ten. Have you finished that painting for the new student center?
Just this morning. I've been working extra hours all week. You know, the building opens tomorrow.
Question: What does the man mean? Section B, directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and one longer conversation. And you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the longer conversation. The passages and the longer conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
A great way to start fresh is to get rid of all the mess. Over a year ago, I did just that. In preparation for a move, I gave away about 75% of my clothes. I then got rid of over 60% of my furniture. At first, I was afraid I would miss those things. However, I soon realized what a burden on my life that excess had become. I found that caring for fewer things means more time to spend with friends and family. These days, it seems that many people are trying to live with less. They are discovering the joy of spending their time and resources on the things that matter most. The more things you own, the more time you'll spend cleaning and organizing them. Keep only the items you need, use, or enjoy. You'll be surprised at how much time you'll have to do with what you actually want to do. As you stop buying things you don't need, your finances will improve. You can save the extra money and take a special trip or an interesting class instead. Learn to reward yourself with rich experiences, not things. Once you break the accumulation habit, your values shift. You come to realize that things don't bring lasting happiness. True joy comes from making memories with loved ones. Living simply lowers your stress level, improves your health, and allows you to focus on what's important. The good news is you don't have to wait for a holiday to start living simply. Start living with less today, and discover the peace and happiness this lifestyle can bring.
Now listen again, please.
A great way to start fresh is to get rid of all the mess. Over a year ago, I did just that. In preparation for a move, I gave away about 75% of my clothes. I then got rid of over 60% of my furniture. At first, I was afraid I would miss those things. However, I soon realized what a burden on my life that excess had become. I found that caring for fewer things means more time to spend with friends and family. These days, it seems that many people are trying to live with less. They are discovering the joy of spending their time and resources on the things that matter most. The more things you own, the more time you'll spend cleaning and organizing them. Keep only the items you need, use, or enjoy. You'll be surprised at how much time you'll have to do with what you actually want to do. As you stop buying things you don't need, your finances will improve. You can save the extra money and take a special trip or an interesting class instead. Learn to reward yourself with rich experiences, not things. Once you break the accumulation habit, your values shift. You come to realize that things don't bring lasting happiness. True joy comes from making memories with loved ones. Living simply lowers your stress level, improves your health, and allows you to focus on what's important. The good news is you don't have to wait for a holiday to start living simply. Start living with less today and discover the peace and happiness this lifestyle can bring.
Questions 11. What did the speaker do with the mess in her home a year ago?
What does the speaker suggest people do with the mess in home?
13. What's the speaker mainly talking about?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Most people hate change, which is sad, since we often go through intense changes in life. And for some of us, even the smallest changes can upset our day. Changes are brought about every day by the decisions we make. Which school to attend, which job to take, whom to marry. Voluntary changes also make most of us uneasy, because we don't know how those changes will affect our future. People have discovered that the key to overcoming the fear and anger associated with change is to be flexible. When they are flexible, people can adapt to new situations more easily. Being flexible is especially important in the 21st century, as technology makes change occur faster than ever before. Those who oppose change, especially with technology in the workplace, may find themselves out of a job. When change comes, and you have no choice but to face it, embrace it. A positive attitude helps a lot. In fact, the change may turn out to be the best thing for you. That new job you got may end up being much better than your old one. You may make the best friends of your life in the new city you moved to. Don't merely focus on how you feel about change. Instead, decide to accept the change. The change is the reality, and it's up to you whether the change will be a success or a failure.
Now listen again, please.
Most people hate change, which is sad, since we often go through intense changes in life. And for some of us, even the smallest changes can upset our day. Changes are brought about every day by the decisions we make. Which school to attend, which job to take, whom to marry. Voluntary changes also make most of us uneasy because we don't know how those changes will affect our future. People have discovered that the key to overcoming the fear and anger associated with change is to be flexible. When they are flexible, people can adapt to new situations more easily. Being flexible is especially important in the 21st century, as technology makes change occur faster than ever before. Those who oppose change, especially with technology in the workplace, may find themselves out of a job. When change comes, and you have no choice but to face it, embrace it. A positive attitude helps a lot. In fact, the change may turn out to be the best thing for you. That new job you got may end up being much better than your old one. You may make the best friends of your life in the new city you moved to. Don't merely focus on how you feel about change. Instead, decide to accept the change. The change is the reality, and it's up to you whether the change will be a success or a failure.
Questions 14. Why does change trouble us, according to the speaker?
How can we overcome our fear of change?
What could happen if we take a positive attitude to change and face it? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
What are you going to do after final exams?
I expect I'll be working. I'm looking for a summer job that pays well. How about you?
I'll be too busy to work. I'm taking a couple of language courses this summer.
Well, I'm taking a math course in the evening, but that won't stop me from getting a job.
Don't you want to have a good rest before your senior year?
I'd love to, but I can't afford it. If I can't save money from my summer job, I won't be able to attend university after high school.
Why? Won't your parents help with your university expenses?
They'll contribute, of course, but they told me they won't pay for everything.
Why not? They make an adequate amount of money, don't they?
Yes, but they said I should learn to pay my own way.
They're right, I guess. And if you focus on your studies, you'll be able to do that.
They also say a summer job provides more than just money.
Like what?
Like work experience and the chance to develop important skills.
Important skills? Making hamburgers or cutting grass?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with jobs like those. They teach you to get along in the workplace and to be dependable, and they show that you can take responsibility.
Maybe, but my parents just want me to get top grades. That's my job.
And that's fine if they can afford to pay for your education.
Hey, they can't afford not to if they want me to have a good career, which they do.
Well, let's get in touch again in 10 years and compare outcomes.
Sounds good. Well, have a great summer.
Now listen again, please.
What are you going to do after final exams?
I expect I'll be working. I'm looking for a summer job that pays well. How about you?
I'll be too busy to work. I'm taking a couple of language courses this summer.
Well, I'm taking a math course in the evening, but that won't stop me from getting a job.
Don't you want to have a good rest before your senior year?
I'd love to, but I can't afford it. If I can't save money from my summer job, I won't be able to attend university after high school.
Why? Won't your parents help with your university expenses?
They'll contribute, of course, but they told me they won't pay for everything.
Why not? They make an adequate amount of money, don't they?
Yes, but they said I should learn to pay my own way.
They're right, I guess. And if you focus on your studies, you'll be able to do that.
They also say a summer job provides more than just money.
Like what?
Like work experience and the chance to develop important skills.
Important skills? Making hamburgers or cutting grass?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with jobs like those. They teach you to get along in the workplace and to be dependable, and they show that you can take responsibility.
Maybe, but my parents just want me to get top grades. That's my job.
And that's fine if they can afford to pay for your education.
Hey, they can't afford not to if they want me to have a good career, which they do.
Well, let's get in touch again in 10 years and compare outcomes.
Sounds good. Well, have a great summer.
Questions. 17. What do the woman's parents say about her summer job?
Why does the man intend to take language courses this summer?
19. What agreement do the speakers reach at the end of the conversation?
20. What are the speakers mainly talking about? 听力测试到此结束。